The European People's Party and the European Democrats continued their meetings in Cyprus for a second day today to discuss Euro-Mediterranean policy. Topics including environment, migration, terrorism, and economic development were on their agenda, as well as the need to strengthen the role of the European Union in Mediterranean affairs. Chairman of the Committee on Foreign Affairs of the European Parliament, Jacek Saryusz-Wolski, says that the meeting also explored possibilities for the future of Cyprus and the peace process in the Middle East.
Well, we've been discussing the issues of enhanced Mediterranean policy on the Cyprus question and the solution of the divided island, how to proceed towards a unified Cyprus as a member of the European Union, and also on the problems of the Middle East crisis and the solutions for this crisis and the role the Union might play in this post-Annapolis process. There has to be a stronger security aspect developed in terms of international actors being involved, taking into account the role of local actors like Lebanon and Palestine and Israel and Syria, but also the external actors like Russia, United States, European Union, and also Iran.